Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. From death to life, introduction, the saving power of the cross and resurrection. March 9th through April 3rd, 2026. From the opening pages of Scripture to its final promise, the Bible tells a unified story of God bringing life out of death. In this great redemptive narrative, humanity's deepest problem, sin, meets God's greatest provision, a Savior who heals, forgives, and restores. The cross is not merely a symbol of suffering. It is the place where God's Son secures our healing and opens the way for new life. When we understand the seriousness of sin and the sufficiency of Christ, the message of salvation becomes more than information we believe. It becomes the foundation of a transformed life. This theme invites us into a theologically rich reflection on the gospel, the depth of our brokenness, the power of divine grace, and the victory of Christ's atoning work. As we trace the story from our need for rescue to God's provision through His Son, we see the heart of God revealed, holy, just, compassionate, and merciful. Christ not only takes our place, but becomes the perfect sacrifice for our sin, satisfying what we could never satisfy and giving what we could never earn. Through His death and resurrection, the impossible becomes true. Sinners are forgiven, hearts are made whole, and believers are raised to walk in newness of life. Each week explores a key truth in this journey of redemption: our healing through the wounded Savior, our universal need for grace, Christ as the complete and final sacrifice for sin, and the new life believers receive through union with Christ. Together, these verses form a sweeping portrait of salvation from beginning to end. As we meditate on these truths, we learn what God has done for us and who we are because of His saving work. People shaped, restored, and raised to life by the grace of Jesus Christ. The wounded Savior brings our healing March 9th, 2026. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Few discoveries in modern history have strengthened confidence in the reliability of the Bible as powerfully as the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Ancient Jewish manuscripts were uncovered in caves near the ancient settlement of Qumran, along the northwest shore of the Dead Sea. Among these discoveries were fragments from nearly every book of the Old Testament, including a remarkably well-preserved copy of the book of Isaiah found in Cave 4. The significance of these scrolls cannot be overstated. Before their discovery, the oldest complete Hebrew manuscript of the Old Testament dated to around AD 900. The Dead Sea Scrolls, however, date back as early as the 2nd century BC, over 1,000 years older. When scholars compared the Isaiah manuscripts from the Qumran with later Hebrew copies, they found something astonishing. The text was virtually unchanged. Word for word, phrase for phrase, the message had been faithfully preserved. This discovery directly challenged a long-standing historical objection. Some Jewish interpreters had argued that passages describing a suffering or wounded servant, especially Isaiah 53, were either misinterpreted by Christians or shaped after the time of Jesus to fit Christian beliefs. The Dead Sea Scrolls decisively refuted that claim. Isaiah 53 existed in full-form centuries before Jesus of Nazareth was born. The portrait of a wounded, suffering servant was not a Christian invention. It was already embedded in the Jewish scriptures, waiting to be fulfilled. That reality gives Isaiah 53:5 tremendous weight. It is not poetic coincidence or a forced interpretation. It is prophecy, clear, deliberate, and fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Explanation of Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah 53:5 stands at the heart of the gospel. It explains what Jesus endured and why he endured it. Every phrase moves us deeper into the meaning of the cross and the grace of God. But he was pierced for our transgressions. The word pierced points to violent, intentional harm. It speaks of wounds inflicted by others. Isaiah is clear that the suffering servant does not suffer for his own wrongdoing. He is pierced for our transgressions. Transgressions are acts of rebellion, crossing a line God has clearly drawn. Jesus was not punished because he failed. He was punished because we did. The nails in his hands and feet were not accidents of history. They were the means by which God dealt with human sin. He was crushed for our iniquities. If transgression describe outward acts, iniquities describe inward corruption. Iniquity is the twisted nature of the human heart. To be crushed means to be broken under immense weight. At the cross, Jesus bore the full weight of humanity's sinful condition. Not only what we do, but who we are apart from God. This phrase reminds us that salvation is deeper than behavior change. It addresses the brokenness at the core of our lives. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. Chastisement refers to corrective punishment. Peace, in the biblical sense, is more than calm feelings. It is restored relationship. Because Jesus accepted the punishment we deserved, peace between God and humanity became possible. This peace is not earned. It is given. It flows from substitution. Jesus in our place, so that hostility is replaced with reconciliation. And with his wounds, we are healed. This healing is often misunderstood. While God certainly cares about physical healing, Isaiah is speaking primarily about spiritual restoration. Sin wounds the soul. Guilt, shame, separation, and death are its consequences. Through the wounds of Christ, those deeper injuries are healed. Forgiveness replaces guilt. Grace replaces shame. Life replaces death. The cross becomes the place where broken people are made whole. When we look at Isaiah 53:5 through the lens of Jesus' life, the fulfillment is unmistakable. He was pierced by nails and a spear. He was crushed under suffering and judgment. He bore chastisement in silence. And through his wounds, salvation came to the world. What Isaiah foretold Jesus fulfilled completely. Isaiah 53:5 also invites a personal response. It is not merely information to be studied. It is truth to be received. The wounded Savior brings healing, but that healing must be embraced through faith. As you begin memorizing Isaiah 53:5 this week, allow the words to move from the page into your heart. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Read Isaiah 53:5 slowly, out loud, at least twice. Hearing scripture engages your mind and heart together. Pay attention to the rhythm and weight of each phrase. 2. Write the verse down. Write the verse by hand. Do not rush. Writing helps slow your thinking and strengthens memory. Notice which words stand out as you write. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, what did Jesus endure for me? Which phrase of this verse speaks most directly to my current spiritual need? Forgiveness, peace, or healing? 4. Pray the verse. Turn Isaiah 53:5 into a prayer. Thank Jesus for bearing your sin. Confess areas where you need healing. Ask God to help you live in the peace Christ has secured. If you need help, pray the prayer below. Father, thank you that your Son was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. We praise you that the punishment that brought us peace was placed upon him, and that through his wounds we are healed. Help us to live each day in humble gratitude, trusting fully in the healing, forgiveness, and peace you have provided through Jesus. Shape our hearts to walk in obedience as those made whole by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.